This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Just keep it coming. Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. And then Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone will kick off the always informative War Room. David Knight just completed his Real News transmission, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central every day. Iran and Israel are in a state of war. When you're firing missiles at each other and bombing each other and killing each other, you're at war. And the supreme dictator over in Iran said that Trump will be worm food and will soon die. And, of course, we're rolling footage of 22 rockets firing into Israel from the Golan Heights. Coming up in 15 minutes, Laura Loomer is joining us from the Golan Heights. Probably should have told the producers that when I came in this morning. She's in Israel, so we have some of the reports that she sent us and followed from there. She's in basically the exact spot where those rockets came in yesterday. So we'll be talking to her. Israel responded by firing 60 rockets and overnight strikes on Syria. Russia's Ministry of Defense said 28 Israeli F-15 and F-16 planes were involved in the attack. And, of course, that comes right after Israel, the night before, bombed the airbase south of Damascus. So this is what you call a war, and it's escalating daily. Now, MSM is blaming Trump for this, for pulling out of the Iran deal. The Iran deal was a fraud. That said, at the same time, Iran and Israel have been spoiling for a new war since the last two times, through Hezbollah firing rockets into Israel. Israel has invaded now Islamic-held, formerly Christian, Lebanon. And the Quds forces and the Hezbollah militia have defeated the high-tech Israeli tanks. And so they've just been spoiling to get into a giant war with each other. And forget taking sides here. This is going on. But when Obama first got into office for 4 or 5 years, this was also going on. So I don't think it's fair to blame Trump, but we're going to be looking at every angle of that. And who really helped escalate the crisis in the Middle East was John McCain, Obama, Hillary, and their whole false Arab Spring, putting radical jihadis in charge. Again, though, that said, the other big issue is the hostages coming back from North Korea after Pompeo went over and got them, the new Secretary of State, the newly minted Secretary of State. They're now saying that Reuters is saying the word is, it hasn't been officially announced, but within days, Trump will announce that Singapore is the site of this big meeting to officially end the Korean War. This is really, really positive news. It would have given Obama 5,000 Nobel Peace Prizes for this. Instead, he was given a Peace Prize and then launched 7 different wars. And now we've got a new lie from McCain. See, I have something called a memory. So I got up this morning and I saw the headline that in McCain's new book, the New York Times has the exclusive, that John McCain says that he gave the dossier to the FBI, who then promptly gave it to the media, the fake dossier. But we know it goes back further than that. The FBI was financing the dossier. So it's a circle of intrigue. But I remembered McCain saying last year and this year that he never did that. In fact, I pulled the articles up where he denied being involved in the dossier. He is just a congenital, Keating 5, globalist, Al-Qaeda, ISIS-supporting, total maximum globalist traitor. He is an absolute enemy of this country.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Speaking of liars that God is going to cut down, John McCain, for the first year, denied involvement with the fake dossier that was just a collection of made-up lies and taxpayer money paid by the FBI and Justice Department to their wives and husbands at Fusion GPS to produce the piece of fiction. And it came out last week. They're still paying Fusion GPS. Now it's a total of $50 million. And of course, then John McCain came out and said he would do it again. That's Fox News, saying it was his duty to release the dossier to the FBI. But I remember Comey in the news a year ago, right when he got fired. Remember? Saying, no, McCain didn't give us the dossier. But again, they play games because there's been a bunch of dossiers. Just like there's been a bunch of Star Trek movies. They're fiction. There's been a lot of Star Wars movies. There's been a lot of Winnie the Pooh movies. There's been a lot of Gunsmoke TV episodes. They're not real. So they play this game. Now, that said, we've got the big news of the tit-for-tat beginning. Trump 2 days ago gives a speech, says we're pulling out of the Iran deal. That is a bad deal. And I understand why the president's doing it, to negotiate a better deal like he's done in North Korea, which so far I'm tacitly applauding and think's really a great thing. Not that I trust Kim Jong-un as far as anybody can throw him. And his porcine, corpulent circumference. But that said, now Trump makes that announcement. Israel, a couple hours later, blows up an Iranian airbase, killing at least 9 Iranians that came into the country to fight the ISIS Al-Qaeda forces that Hillary and Obama and Saudi Arabia put into the country. That's an incontrovertible fact. So Iran's not the bad guy there. They're the bad guy grabbing our ships. They're the bad guys saying your president will be dead in worm food yesterday. They're the bad guys threatening to blow Israel up routinely. They're the bad guys funding missiles being brought in Lebanon to Israel's border. Iran doesn't take any Palestinians. Saudi Arabia doesn't take any Palestinians. They're total hypocrites. And Iran is an Islamic dictatorship. Yeah, they have elections, but the Ayatollah, it's a genetic dictatorship. They're all, quote, related to Muhammad. That's what the Shiites are. You've got to be related to Muhammad to even be a teacher. That's why these guys all look like clones. They're 19% of Islam. And it is a Shiite Islamic state. And so they're chanting death to America and all the rest of this. No, they have elections, but the Ayatollahs decide out of 4 or 5 people who can run. So it's just like the Communist Party in China. The Central Committee, the Politburo, They decide, a couple hundred people who are permanent communists, and the communists pass power back down to them, they decide who then can be a president. That's not a real republic. That's not a democracy either. What it is a political group, an oligarchy is the best term for it, that has a dictatorship. So, moronic video of the national television, state-run media in Iran, burning American flags and just basically engaging in very, very, very primitive, simian-like, monkey-like behavior. But don't think we don't behave like that as well when a war starts. And, you know, I made a point last night in a special report, and I saw a lot of commenters, not the majority, but a large portion, saying, oh, Alex, you're full of prunes. The president doesn't control the media. They're his enemies. The president in time of war has no control over anything. And so I got in this morning and got to looking at all the news, and I forgot to pull it. But anybody can, and I guess the crew can do it. Each president reissues it since about Kennedy's time. That during a civil emergency, during a financial emergency, during an economic emergency, during a military emergency, all the major national media starts reading from a script that's issued by the president and by the continuity of government boards that have been set up. And you've also heard the emergency alert system that breaks in. There's also central systems that can fully take over every major transmission, including the internet. They didn't have that power until Obama completed it in about 2011. The headlines were Obama's kill switch, internet kill switch, now in place, where they can forcibly redirect the entire internet, every website, every phone, every screen, just like you get Amber Alerts that break in on your phone, or hurricane alerts, or tornado alerts, or earthquake alerts. It can take over your phone, take over your computer, take over the AM radio station, take over the broadcast TV station, take over everything, and serve you local messages, regional messages. Yes, yes, in 2011. Kill switch, Obama administration. Fears Egypt-style revolt in the U.S. It's Paul Joseph Watson article, and it links to Fox News covering it. We first told you about the kill switch years before. They were trying to put it in. But by 2011, it was in to take full, total control over the internet. And everything connected to it. That's what the smart meters are about and the smart appliances. It's not just your local radio station or TV station or cable station. It's now your appliances. It's now your in-home cameras. It's now your smartphone. And so I talked about the fact that Trump made the announcement we're pulling out of the deal. I said, well, I'm tacitly, you know, giving him benefit of the doubt. I don't like it, but we'll see. He's been right about everything else. We know the globalists don't like him. We know the country's coming back. We know he brought Korea to the table. So I said, I'll give him tacit green light in my own personal support. But I said, what if Israel kicks off something, or what if Iran kicks off something? And our media started saying, the state-run media, that's what CNN is, just Trump hasn't gotten full control of it yet, started saying, oh my God, Israel's going to be attacked by Iran any minute. And then it was Israel attacked Iranian base in Syria hours later. And then Iran fired missiles back in into the Golan Heights out of Lebanon and Syria. And now that's kicked off. And now Israel bombed back. And now Laura Loomer's coming up in the next segment from the ground in the Golan Heights where the rockets came down last night. The Intrepid reporter Laura Loomer. So she's coming up. And her videos are up on her site. They're also up on Infowars.com right now. We'll play some of those. But that's how this thing unravels and gets out of control so quickly. We'll also get into the clip with Trump, you know, praising the good side of Kim Jong-un releasing these American hostages. That's certainly good news. We have so much to cover today that we'll be breaking down. Pat Drudge also warns Trump is opening up the Pandora's box of censorship with crusade on fake news, because that can be spun back. Absolutely. There's another report here. England is set to pass rules where you get 6 months in prison for criticizing homosexuality or Islam or anything else. So that's the total authoritarianism already in Germany and Sweden, now coming to the UK, and then, of course, to the U.S. and the colleges. Over 200 colleges have set up these boards where if someone just has a gesture or you think they don't like you, if they're white, they get in trouble. That's like that Beavis and Butthead. They had a new season after 20 years of not having it, and I just saw it the other night. Just happened to be surfing television, and Beavis and Butthead think a girl is sexually harassing them telepathically, and they get before the judge. She's going to throw the girl, you know, in jail. But then they say the judge is raping them as well. And actually, an EEOC complaint against me, it says I never said anything sexual, but they thought it. It was telepathic. So that's the new thing, is telepathic rape.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same type tried advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, independent investigative reporter Laura Loomer is in the Golan Heights, but she's getting to a more secure location before we talk to her via telephone. Here in just a moment, she filed a bunch of video reports that are on Infowars.com right now and on her Twitter. But first, let's look at some of the successes of President Trump in the last year and a half.
Everyone thinks so, but I wouldn't have to say it. You know what I want to do? I want to get it finished. The prize I want is victory for the world.
The prize I want is victory for the world.
This is the heart of 1776. You're a white man!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
But the corporate media told us he didn't want to be president. They told us he wouldn't run again for re-election. McCain told us he didn't give the dossier to the FBI. McCain denies being BuzzFeed's Trump dossier source. No, he just gave it to the FBI, then they gave it to him. He didn't do anything. Trying to bring Iran to the table like we're bringing North Korea to the table is a different trick, though. You've got Israel hitting that base, claiming they were aiming missiles at Israel. Well, they're firing missiles back. Israel's bombing them. It's a real mess, but that deal was a real mess. We're going to get Laura Loomer's take in Israel on this, in the Golan Heights, where the rockets were landing last night, and where the air raid sirens were taking place. Because this is a war that has already kicked off. This is conflict with the Iranian / Saudi Arabian civil war that's happening inside Islam, spilling over into Israel. And these are just the lighter weapons that are going in. Iran's got heavy missiles, thousands of them. So how soon until, oops, a ship gets sunk? How soon until the tit-for-tat escalates very, very quickly? Right now, Israel is shooting down most of these incoming missiles that are medium-sized with its Iron Dome system. We'll be talking to Laura Loomer this segment and the next here in just a moment. First off, supporting this broadcast is critical. We have the Nazi collaborator George Soros through his different outlets funding lawsuits against us. We have Hillary Clinton trying to get us shut down. We have major publications calling for us to be shut down. But we will defeat them. We've already gotten 9 of the 16 lawsuits thrown out. And if you'll simply buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com that you and your family absolutely need, it's a win-win, a non-zero-sum game, a 360 win. So I want you to try our incredibly popular fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified adult and children's toothpaste. We have the mouthwash that's fortified as well as the immune gargle in 3 different sizes. Boy, is that a powerful product. It's got so many other uses that we don't even put on there. And you can go read the individual reviews, 5-star, thousands of them. It's a new combo pack, so there's no reviews there if you're watching on TV. It has free shipping as well, not just 50% off. And also, the ultimate turmeric formula. Bodies, 95% curcumin level. Many competitors have a 3%. It's just joke level. They don't. It's just a bunch of powdered crud. This is concentrated curcuminin and then five other super antioxidants and anti-inflammatories. An example is my wife. She's a big tennis player and a big exercise person, and since she had the baby, she stopped exercising as much, and her hip seized up, and she went to chiropractors, she went to massages, she went to everything. She even was looking at having surgery, and then I just said, take a crap ton of Bodies for 2 weeks. And she goes, well, almost all the pain's gone, but I think it's maybe that I stopped drinking, and she barely drinks anyways. And I think maybe it's I'm getting more sleep, and I'm like, it's the turmeric, sweetheart. I'm telling the story as it happened, so I got her to start shoveling that down 2 weeks ago. And magically, one of the crew members here had gout. I said, take Bodies. Boom. He'd already been on medicine. Wasn't helping him. And I'm not saying it's a replacement for medicine. I'm not saying, you know, that you got to have air to live or you need vitamin C to live. The FDA says you're not supposed to say that. So I cannot tell you need air or water to live or that you'll die without vitamin C, even though you will, or that you'll die without iodine. It's a fact. Or that IQs are dropping because iodine deficiency. Who cares if it's a fact? Just, you know, die. Be stupid. I agree with the FDA. So, you do not need oxygen to live. Now, please don't strangle yourself or you'll die. But, again, these statements are not approved by the FDA. I want you to try Super Blue, 50% off all Super Blue products. I want you to try the Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 50% off. Order today. Now, if you continue to fund us, if you continue to spread the articles and the videos and pray for us, we'll be here. If you don't stand with us, the globalists will be successful and shut us down. But you're standing with us, and I really want to thank you all. But please think about supporting InfoWars today. Now, we're going to break in a few minutes, but I want Laura Loomer, who, again, has filed reports right up there in the Golan Heights from the mountaintops. She's now in a safer location in the Golan, and she's, again, got her Twitter account we're going to put on screen for you if you want to follow that. But there she is yesterday and this morning at the Golan Heights at Laura Loomer is how you can follow her on Twitter. Laura, wow, I didn't know you were in Israel until I started seeing your reports getting filed in the middle of the night. So I hope you're being safe there.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. It's been a wild night. I've been in Israel for about a week or so now, and I'm going to be here probably for the rest of the month just reporting really on the embassy move. But last night I was sleeping. And around 3 in the morning, I was woken up by the missile attack. The missile attack that was fired by Iranian forces out of Syria went right past my hotel on the Galilee near Golan Heights. And so I heard it all. And, you know, if you watch the video that I posted on my Twitter and my Periscope, you can actually see some of the missiles being intercepted by the Iron Dome with little flashes in the sky. And you can hear the sound of the fighter jets flying by as well.
Look, here's the deal. Everybody knows I'm not anti-Israel. I like Israel. At the same time, I don't like the Iranian dictators. I like the Iranian people. But Trump makes this announcement, and then Israel bombs this military base. You're in Israel. Maybe you have inside baseball why they did that. And then now the tit for tat. I mean, I think there's a war really pretty much started between Israel and Iran right now. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying for weeks now that I think that it's inevitable. I think there's going to be war between Israel and Iran, and I think that a lot of the, it's not just Israel, right? We've seen the behavior on behalf of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, I mean, coming out just kind of out of nowhere, all of a sudden saying that Israel has a right to exist, which is something that no Muslim leader has ever said, right? I mean, that's totally...
Stay there. Skype's breaking up a bit. We're coming right back. Yeah, I mean, war's already started between Iran and Israel. I mean, it's happened here. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey!
All right, Laura Lemmer joins us. Her Skype failed, so she's joining us via the phone from the Golan Heights, right there by the Galilee where the rockets came in last night. And you know, here's my bottom line. The optics are bad. Trump says we're pulling out of the Iran deal. And then I see all over the news, Israel bracing for Iranian attack. And then Israel hits this airbase that kills a bunch of Iranians and who knows who else just south of Damascus in Syria's capital. And then they fire rockets back in, and then Israel attacks that. And then we don't really hear from Israel much about why they did it other than there were missiles aimed at Israel there. Well, by that extension, they could attack in the main country of Iran and kick off the big war. So, again, I want to get Laura's take on that, what the Israelis she's talking to, what the military she's seeing are saying, and what the inside scoop is. And then, as she said, all the signs are there with the crown prince who's running Saudi Arabia, recognizing Israel, saying he's going to let Christian churches and Jewish mosques or Jewish synagogues be right next to mosques, and just all these statements. A major political realignment with Israel, the United States, and Saudi Arabia against Iran, and this whole situation in Syria. It just sounds like the beginning of potential World War III. Laura Loomer.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, and I apologize for my Skype failing.
Hey, that's not your fault. That's the technology.
Yeah, it's really hard to get service here, as you can imagine. But yeah, look, I think that this has been in the works for some time now. I've been reporting for the past few months that I predict that there was going to be war with Iran, especially because of Saudi Arabia's very random, strange, and misplaced connection with Israel lately. And, you know, that's just something that Muslim nations, especially Wahhabist nations, don't do. They don't really recognize the state of Israel, right? They're very anti-Semitic. They're very, you know, anti-Jew, anti-Israel, really inherently. It's kind of embedded in their culture. And so I think that Saudi Arabia is just kind of playing Israel like a fiddle so that they can both, you know, kind of split the bill for attacking Iran. And then if Saudi Arabia and Israel go to war with Iran, then I feel like that would inherently draw the U.S. into the war as well. So I think that it's kind of like a little dance to engage Trump in a war with Iran. We saw Netanyahu's presentation recently in which he pretty much, you got the vibe that he was really speaking to Trump, right? Speaking to America about how Obama lied about the Iran deal and Iran lied about the Iran deal because, as you know, Mossad agents went in and they carried out this very covert operation and escaped with thousands of documents about the Iranian nuclear program. So I think it's inevitable. The tensions are rising, and I was on the Golan Heights today speaking with IDF soldiers. I was on the Lebanon border speaking with IDF soldiers as well, and they have been preparing for this for a while, they tell me, and they think that things will be very hectic for the next week or two, but they're hoping that they will be under control, especially given the fact that today or last night the IDF did take out most, or they're claiming at least most, of the Iranian military installations located in Syria.
Now, this could easily escalate, though. I hope that it de-escalates and a new deal can be made that's better, because obviously that was just a ceasefire a few years ago from the low-intensity conflict that was still going on. Of course, it's high-intensity if you get killed, but militarily it's seen as low-intensity conflict, firing rockets and bombing each other occasionally back and forth. But now this major realignment and what's happening, and Iran talking about launching full-out war, attacking U.S. ships. If they attack a U.S. ship, Trump is going to hit Iran very, very hard. Iran says they're going to have a total commitment back, and this could explode into a major league hot war within hours.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. But it's not only just like physical attacks. Iran said that they will. There was a report today I saw on the Daily Mail about how Iran may be carrying out cyber attacks against Western businesses to retaliate against Trump and the United States from withdrawing from the Iran deal, of course. So I think that a cyber attack could be even more devastating, really, than a bombing, because I don't really feel like the United States is really prepared for a massive cyber attack on electrical grids and infrastructure, right? I mean, we're always talking about bombings and, you know, like actual physical military attacks, but nobody really ever talks about how devastating a large-scale cyber attack could be.
Well, this could go nuclear very quickly. My sources a decade ago told me that Iran had at least 5 nuclear weapons, atomic bombs, but they didn't have delivery system. And then you notice that when Netanyahu gave those presentations, which Iran admits are real documents, they're just older, that they had a goal of 5 weapons. I mean, you look at all the castings and all the documents and videos. I mean, they've achieved atomic weapons, is what I've been told. And the real concern, you kept seeing this from Netanyahu and from Trump, was the ICBMs, the fast delivery systems that can hit Europe as well already. So I think that's why Israel and others are so, and Saudi Arabia are so concerned, because I was told by very credible sources, and have been on record 10 years ago, that Iran has 5 weapons.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and that's the discussion that's really taking place here in Israel as well. And it's also very concerning because, as you know, the embassy move is taking place in 4 days. And the aggression is not only now directed towards Israel, but it's also, you know, really directed towards Americans. And there's going to be a lot of Americans in Israel and the U.S. delegation, you know, many members from Trump's administration here this week for the official embassy move and, you know, the 70th anniversary of, you know, Israel's independence. And so, you know, of course, that gives the United States and Israel even more motive and more, you know, more concern when it comes to eliminating, you know, these Iranian military bases in Syria and really just making sure that they are denuclearized.
Well, I know this. 6 years ago, our own military told Obama no in backing Saudi Arabia and a different faction then that's been taken out reportedly now to overturn Syria and give it to basically Wahhabist al-Qaeda folks. And then Syria did agree, and then this came out later. We first broke it here from Colonel Schaefer and others. They did agree to then, once ISIS and al-Qaeda were kicked out, to hold elections and that Assad would leave. So I think a lot of the pressure now from Trump is the fact that we haven't been hearing that from Assad now. So I don't know if Assad is going to abide by that deal. Any word on that in Israel?
I can't really speak to that, no. You know, I would agree with you on that. You know, I have the same feeling as you do, the same concern. But really, the focus right now, you know, it's oddly calm. I mean, regardless of the fact that there were these attacks last night, Israel and the Israeli people and the IDF, they seem to be very calm. I mean, the people in the Golan Heights today, they sent their kids to school. People went to work. It was still open. It wasn't shut down. And the
sure, well, that's good news, but I'm just concerned this tit-for-tat back and forth or the ships there in the Persian Gulf is something that can trigger very, very quickly, because this is basically a state of war between Israel and Iran with the U.S. being sucked into it. I know this, though. I've never, in the 3 or 4 years I've been following your work, I've never seen you cover anything from Israel. So I guess you did predict this a few months ago. I guess you traveled there because you want to be in the middle of this to report on it. So you got a lot of courage being right there in the middle of it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you are right. This is a tit for tat. I mean, I was on the Lebanon border with Israel yesterday, and they did have Israeli gunships in the water patrolling, you know, because they have Iranian proxies, you know, Hezbollah right across in Lebanon. And so this could get nuclear, and it could become very disastrous very quickly. And, you know, while it may appear to be calm, you are correct.
All right. Well, listen, Laura Loomer, we're going to continue to check in with you as things unfold. Hopefully we don't have to check in with you because hopefully this all de-escalates. But right now there is a state of war going on. Probably try to end the war on the Korean Peninsula with the hostages coming back. I got the video and audio and my breakdown of that on the other side. Will Trump get the peace prize? We'll discuss this right ahead. Be safe, Laura Loomer. You can follow her videos from the ground at Laura Loomer on Twitter. Follow us at Real Alex Jones and at Prison Planet. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See see why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
back, ladies and gentlemen. Later in the broadcast, I am going to go over famous executive orders that have been reissued by subsequent presidents, allowing presidents to take control of all medicine, all transportation, to put citizens into forced labor work brigades that give the president, for even an economic crisis or any other crisis, total control over the media, over the means of production. That's why the globalists put all this power in the presidency and why they're so upset that the president now is back under the control of the people. That's how he was able to get us out of TPP. That's how he's been able to executively get rid of so many of these bureaucratic red tape nightmares that were designed to shut us down, because they had given the president unconstitutionally all of this executive power. And Trump is using it to dismantle that system, and I'm praising that. But I can tell you right now, CNN and the rest of mainstream media are still in the hands of the deep state to a great extent, openly working against the president, openly sabotaging things. But when time of war kicks in, even the executives at those companies basically do what the Pentagon and the president is asking them. And when the president two days ago announced that he was pulling out of the Iran deal, and then Israel struck Syria, killing Iranians at a base, no coverage but one thing on Fox, little thing on Drudge, and Infowars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, when war like that kicks off that could really trigger a larger war, you know it's usually huge top stories, dun, 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 you know, on the edge of war, war between Israel, war between Iran, will the U.S. be called in? You know, lots of images on CNN with graphics of how the base was hit, the satellite photos, and cruise missiles were fired by the Israelis. Zero coverage. And that is, I can tell you for certain, not because I have the sources on this, but because I know how it works, the Pentagon said to the media, please do not cover this. We're going into a potential full war scenario. And under war scenarios, the media, the production, telephones, the internet, the UHF, the VHF, the cable, the government can hit one switch, the internet kill switch, and everything goes to government announcements, government text, government audio. It's a fact. It's law. Congress has passed this. There are executive orders. And I wasn't even criticizing Trump. I mean, I do criticize him when I think it's needed. I think we're in very dangerous waters right now, but I'm not ready to criticize him because he's proven himself right over and over again. But I'm not going to give him blind faith. I'm going to give him tacit, guarded approval. Doesn't mean I'm God. That's just my personal view. I'm sure you've got yours. But the fact that the media, day one and day two, had almost zero coverage. Finally today, the foreign press is all over this for 2 days, so they can't ignore it. It's out there. But that's a big issue. So later in the broadcast, anybody can search this themselves. Just go to Bing. Google's pretty much worthless. I don't like to plug Microsoft, but it's like the old Google. It works pretty good. That doesn't mean they can't control it later. Go to Start Page or a lot of other great independent sites. A lot of them feed off Google. They just protect your identity. And you can just search executive orders, presidential executive orders for national emergencies, because each president reissues them with their own tailoring. And Trump has reissued all those. He declared an emergency a few months ago with the trafficking of men, women, and children that allowed him to seize a lot of money and start rolling up the pedophile networks and things along that line. So this is real news. And you know, Forbes, here it is, Obama's plan to seize control of our economy and our lives. And it shows we did with executive orders. So Trump has this power, and that's why the globalists are so scared of him. This is the first real exercise of Trump's power that I've seen the last 48 hours, with CNN having zero coverage of this, even though they could spin it to say, look, Trump's an idiot. He pulled out of the deal, and this is all kicked off. Now, the word is John Kerry's behind the scenes telling the Iranians to start probing, start attacking, that that'll embarrass Trump. So Trump isn't in full control of the executive branch yet. I'm just pointing out this is the first sign that he is beginning to get control of it. But people should stop being like children and stop being so naive about who runs the media and who controls things. That's why the globalists hate local talk radio. It's why they hate independent news like InfoWars, because they want total control. Whether they be right-wing or left-wing, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC. Remember Gore Vidal famously, before he died, was on CNN. He goes, wow, I'm on CNN today. And there's no general in here or colonel during the breaks telling me what I can say. And then CNN later had to admit it was in the news. World Net Daily reported on it and said, no, we actually have on staff about 300 officers at our New York and Atlanta offices. And we've even got several generals full-time at CNN Center in New York and in D.C. You can pull those articles up. CIA and top military run CNN, worldnetdaily.com. And then it links to the press releases and admissions. So there was also a press release 4 years ago by the Pentagon, a video press release of the deputy head of the Army and also the deputy secretary of defense. And our article about it was Pentagon promises to stop lying because of the Drudge Report, because they source the Drudge Report. They say, we're going to stop lying now. You've made the decision. This is when the Pentagon broke with Obama. And we're going to be embedded now in all your local media, too. We're going to help you. And I thought, this is just ridiculous. They're not actually going to do this. And then like a strange Stranger Things episode, the CIA and military people started popping up all over the place. And so far, they've never given us any disinformation. But I'm not stupid. I know what this is all about. So we're not in Kansas anymore. Yeah, the guys pulled up a thing from 2017, which is not the crew's fault. When I throw this stuff out, they're supposed to find it, especially when it's 15 years old. The exact headline is CNN centers staffed with CIA operatives, CIA and military operatives, crafting news. That's your headline from 15 years ago. So that's just some of the news that we're going to be covering on that front. But I'm going to print. I've been meaning to do this lately. I haven't done it, so I'm kind of doing it on the fly here. But I mean to print the executive orders themselves. Type this in, crew, and for TV viewers and listeners as well. Just type in list of executive orders transferring control to the presidency during emergencies. And then it'll go back to the 60s. This executive order that allows putting people in forced labor camps. This executive order that allows for total gun confiscation. This executive order for the entire takeover of the media. Give me some of the Obama kill switch articles out of Forbes and the Associated Press, because all of that's still in place. Now, we're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen, and I will come back with the whole North Korea thing and then a lot more. Don't forget, we are running two of the biggest specials ever, and these sales are going to have to end soon because both these products will sell out. Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcumin level, and it's got five other ingredients as well. 400-plus milligrams just of the turmeric in it, of the curcumin. It is 50% off, even though it sold out last time at that price. And all of the Super Blue fluoride-free amazing toothpaste and mouthwash and immune gargle is 50% off and free shipping on the combo pack. Thanks for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support.